A Florida man throws pasta at a driver during a road rage incident. A Florida man named Pee-wee was caught exposing himself at three businesses. A Florida couple apologized after holding an assault rifle outside a daycare during a photo shoot. And an 85-year-old Florida man claims a prostitute carjacked him after sex. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Yeah, running it back. Florida Friday, guys. Let's do it. A Florida man was arrested for throwing pasta during a road rage incident. A Florida man was arrested after flinging pasta with sauce. That's a very important aspect. You want to know that it's pasta with sauce, not just dry pasta. He flung the pasta with sauce at another driver in this bizarre road rage incident. I have so many questions. I can't wait to unpack this. I'm very curious what kind of pasta it was. What are the state spaghetti laws in Florida? I don't know much about that. The name of the Florida man, the pasta flinging bandit, is Nolan Goines. Love that word. Nolan Goines. Not to be confused with Nolan Groines, although growing up, I'll bet you they called him Nolan Groines. This poor guy was destined to be arrested. You're going to get bullied with a name like Goines. It's just happening. They're going to call you Groines. Everybody's going to call you Groines for the first 18 years of your life, at least. Anyways, poor Nolan Groines. I feel bad for him. He was arrested on Thursday. It's a misdemeanor of simple battery, because I guess it just involves some pasta and sauce. Jail records show just a misdemeanor after he allegedly got caught up in this road rage incident over glaring headlights. So headlights that are too bright, someone driving towards him with their high beams on, someone behind him with the high beams on. Ooh, I get annoyed. As someone who does a lot of nighttime driving from my gigs, yeah, this could be a totally justified reaction to overly bright headlights, in my opinion. In other words, Pasta Man could be a hero. Heroes don't always wear capes, guys. Mr. Groines was traveling along Park Street near Bay Pines Boulevard in St. Petersburg, Florida. You guys know the area. This was 9 p.m. when the glare from a driver's headlights sparked a road rage incident, according to the arrest affidavit. While the traffic was still moving, Mr. Goines allegedly threw pasta with sauce from his passenger side window, hurling the food out of the open window, hitting another driver at the time. So he how did he do this? This is impressive. He's driving. He flings pasta out the passenger side. He's driving out the passenger window. Actually goes into another person's car. This is absolutely impressive, man. I'd love to know what kind of pasta this is. Let's keep reading. While the driver was hit on the arms, legs, and torso. Wow, he really nailed him with the pasta and the sauce. It says the pasta did not leave any injuries. Pasta typically doesn't leave injuries unless the sauce is fresh out of the pot. It can be very hot off the stove. But, you know, I assume he didn't just cook it right in the car. You know, it's probably been eating it for a while. It's takeout. I assume he's driving home with takeout from, you know, the place with the breadsticks, let's say. We won't name any names. You know the one. And then he's like, this guy's pissing me off with his high beams out the window with his takeout. Mr. Goines was later found with the same food stains on the right sleeve of his shirt, according to the arrest records. Oh, they brought in CSI. They're like, we've attested the marinara on his sleeve, and it matched the marinara on this man's leg. Case closed. It's a Super Mario Brothers CSI. Okay, it still doesn't say what kind of pasta he flung out the window. I'm gonna guess it's something easy to throw that you can aim and hit something. What? So maybe penne, ziti, something like that. You could really throw a handful of penne and kind of get it where you're going out a window, you know, because it's small. Trying to throw like just a plate or a handful of linguine or spaghetti, that's tough to get it out that opening of the window. Your window is hard enough to get it out there, never mind in another person's window while driving. Oh man, it's so impressive. It really is. Okay, it says that Mr. Goines was taken into custody at the Pinellas County jail. The food-fueled road rage incident is bizarrely not the first to occur recently that involves pasta, it says. Just over a week ago in Indianapolis, police showed up at a scene of a road rage incident with a pregnant woman visibly shaking and covered in spaghetti. Oh, boy. I wonder what happened there. I don't remember covering that one. Wow, a lot of pasta-related road rage incidents. I had no idea. People are getting mad on the roadways, man, going all Tony Soprano on them. High beams, though, man. You got to control your high beams. People can die from high beams, you know? And when you put in your new lights, if you're going to put in your headlights yourself, which is doable, I suggest watch a YouTube video. You make sure you angle them down. They got to go down, man. Like, do it in the darkness. At some point, get in the darkness, turn on your your headlights, and make sure they're pointing down. What's wrong with you? People put in their own lights, and they don't even point them down. Maybe this is one of my issues. I don't know. A Florida man named Pee-wee was caught exposing himself 3 times in 1 month. Pee-wee can't help but expose himself. But if a man named Pee-wee is exposing himself, is there really anything to see? I mean, there's a reason he got this nickname, Pee-wee. I'm going to guess it's a very minuscule genitalia that we're dealing with, and no harm, no foul at that point. I mean, unless he comes and smushes it in your face, then now we have a problem here. This story is out of Tampa, Florida. A Florida man who goes by the nickname Pee-wee was caught exposing himself at Southwest Florida businesses 3 times in 1 month. Ooh, what sort of businesses was he exposing himself in? Was he making his rounds at the H&R blocks during tax season, showing everybody his little receipt? His name is Xavier Pee-wee Hearns, age 35. That's the full name, Xavier Pee-wee Hearns. He was arrested first after exposing his genitals in a Target on April 2nd. So he started with a Target. Let's see where he went from there. Was it up or down? Deputies wouldn't hear again from Pee-wee until about April 19th, 2 weeks later, following the Target incident. Pee-wee was accused of touching himself and exposing himself at a Walmart. Oh, he went to the Walmart. He said, well, I'm in a Walmart. Not only am I going to expose myself, I think it's proper to also touch myself. It is a Walmart, after all. People are accustomed to this sort of behavior in a Walmart. Why let them down? Okay, now the third time, less than a week later. Ooh, let's see what happened after the Walmart. Do you guys think, what did he go to, a Bed Bath & Beyond? What are you guys guessing? All right, I'm going to give you some choices. Choice A, Bed Bath & Beyond. Choice B, a Chuck E. Cheese. C, the Burlington Coat Factory. Or D, a Bass Pro Shop. Did you get your choices in? Okay, if you said C, Burlington Coat Factory, you would be correct. It was a Burlington Coat Factory. He's accused of doing the same thing that he did at the Walmart, which was expose and touch himself. And I'm pretty curious, but I think that's a pretty big, that's a stiff penalty for this kind of thing, right? They're not very soft on crime at the at the Port Charlotte PD. All right. Sadly, there was some victims of Pee-wee's Playhouse adventures here. A woman accuses Pee-wee of following her throughout the Bed Bath & Beyond while exposing himself. So, Sheriff Bill Pummel has a statement here. Let's hear from Sheriff Bill Pummel. He says, I want to commend my deputies for being able to quickly identify and take this individual into custody. Due to his prior history, I can only hope that this time he stays behind bars and away from the public. Sheriff Bill, what do you think? What? You're a smart guy, right? You're a sheriff after all. Every time you let him go, he shows people his genitals. You think it's going to be any different next time, Sheriff? This is the problem. Do police really believe that prison is a rehabilitation program? Is that what they really think that? I mean, how deluded are you? I'm not even working in law enforcement, and I know that the jails are not, in the U.S., are not rehabilitation centers. I am fully aware that if you expose your genitalia all the time prior to going to jail, when you get out of jail, you'll continue to expose your genitalia all the time. It's not a mystery here. Now, yeah, you know, What's the motivation for the individual to expose his genitalia? That's what we need to get to the bottom of. And as far as Pee Wee is concerned, I guess for him, he's probably just asking people to confirm his nickname. He's just like, hey, take a look at this. Would you say that I'm Pee Wee? Yeah, you would. A Florida woman apologizes for the assault rifle photo shoot outside of a daycare. A Florida lady tells local Miami-Dade County News she and her boyfriend, a fellow bodybuilder, made a very big mistake when they decided to conduct a photo shoot with an assault rifle outside of a West Kendall strip mall, during which apparently they pointed the gun at a nearby daycare. Very good. Strange photo shoot if you're a bodybuilder to bring a gun, but I don't know. I never did a bodybuilder's photo shoot. Do you bring guns to those? Do you? Is that your typical bodybuilding photo shoot? I'm going to show everybody I'm a strong athlete by pointing this loaded assault rifle at the nearby daycare. This is bizarre behavior, man. These people shouldn't be allowed to have guns, in my opinion. Let's keep reading. The police arrested this bodybuilding pair. Ooh, look at the photo of them. Wow, hard to tell who the man and the woman is, to be honest. You should Google this. Okay, so they arrested these two. Come on. What are these bodybuilding photo shoots used for, I imagine? I can't imagine. Okay. All right. You could use them for mugshots now, man. They arrested the pair on Monday. Felony charges of aggravated assault with a firearm, exhibiting a firearm on school property. Really? Well, they actually got on the daycare property? What the heck are these people doing? Estella Marie Pereira, age 50. She told the media that when she and Miguel Ruiz, age 57, went to the Crystal Plaza Shopping Center, they were there to take bodybuilding pictures. Why wouldn't you take bodybuilding pictures at your gym and not in a shopping center? That's just weird right there. Maybe hold a barbell or something. I don't know. Make it look like you're punching the heavy bag. There's like equipment at a gym that I think would be pretty good props for a bodybuilding photo shoot. Instead, you go to the mall. You stupid. Here's a quote from this idiot. We're just in the bodybuilding world, and we went to take some bodybuilding pictures like a strong athlete. I promise we would never do anything to harm anyone. It actually says that we want to take some bodybuilding pictures like as strong athletes do. How do the strong athletes take them pictures? Well, we probably bring our AR-15s, right, honey? That'll show them how strong we are. Yeah, maybe point it at a building. Yeah, show them we don't give no damns. You know what I mean? Standing our ground with our biceps and our triceps and our assault rifles, which like strong athletes do. According to the arrest report, the officers pulled up just before 4 o'clock to see Ruiz holding the loaded rifle. Also, it's loaded. I mentioned that earlier, but let's reiterate. It's loaded. It's a loaded. You're doing a photo shoot with a rifle. First of all, it's questionable whether you'd just bring a rifle to your bodybuilding photo shoot. But let's say you want to bring your assault rifle to your bodybuilding photo shoot. That's right, nigga. You know, right outside of a daycare. I can't even talk. Right outside of daycare. And now you're gonna bring it loaded? Really? The choices are so great. This is our armed militia that everyone's talking about. Our founding fathers intended this well-regulated militia. Here they are, just brainless. Okay, so they had the they see when they show up the police. Ruiz is holding the loaded rifle while kneeling in a firing position, taking aim towards the daycare's door with Pereira snapping photos of him. What are you doing, bro? These are my bodybuilding pictures. I'm going to kneel down with my assault rifle and point the weapon as though I'm going to shoot kids coming out of a daycare. Just your typical bodybuilding photo session. You know how... Hey, that's how The Rock does it. Why not? Why shouldn't I do it? Like that. brainless. And no doubt they'll be let out of jail, and they'll still be allowed to keep their guns because it's the U.S. It can't, we shouldn't deprive people of their firearms. Why would we do that? Can you think of any good reason to keep firearms out of these dummies' hands? I don't know. I can think of many. Won't happen, though, because it's Florida. Says here, she said she had no idea the strip mall contained a daycare. She says, I don't even live there. I live in Brickell. There's no sign that says daycare. I would have never done anything so ridiculous as like this had I known there were children or any school in the area ever. I mean, come on, I would never. Oh, yeah, we believe you. Because all your other choices seem to be rational. Why wouldn't we do that? Surveillance video corroborated a mother's account that Ruiz was holding a rifle and pointing it in all directions, including towards the daycare slash school, and in her direction, in the direction of the mother. Here's another quote from this girl, Pereira. We were literally just taking pictures. We didn't mean to do anything wrong. We're not bad people. No, you're not bad people. You're just the stupidest people in the zip code. That's all. Apologizing for the duo's decision and the chaos it caused, Pereira said she believes the incident was blown out of proportion. Blown out of proportion, really? You don't think you were that dumb and dangerous that day? She says, it was blown out of proportion. It really was. It's saddening because it was just really a dumb decision. Yeah, it's a dumb decision, exactly, which is why you should go to jail and pay a huge fine, and your toys should be taken away, and you should be the laughingstock at the gym. I can't wait to be, I wish I could be a fly on the wall when they show up at the gym and all their gym friends are like, hey man, what happened to your photo shoot? Why'd you bring a gun for your fitness photo shoot, you stupid? I don't know, I thought I'd get the best pictures. Have you seen my arms when I hold an assault rifle? I look pretty jacked, man. I look real jacked when I squeeze in the trigger. Oh, you see my strong trigger finger? It says that for some reason it says the two have dated for the past few years. Yeah, they're meant for each other, these morons. Well, I hope they throw the book at them, but oh, it's Florida, man. They banned all the books.
Yay!
An 85-year-old Florida man says a prostitute carjacked him after sex. Lake Park, Florida. Debit cards and other personal items from multiple burglary and theft victims were found in the purse of a woman who's accused in this recent alleged carjacking. According to the sheriff's office, deputies were alerted to this carjacking, which is the central story here. This happened behind a Publix grocery store in Lake Park. So I assume that's where the sex occurred, too. In a car behind a Publix. Ooh, so romantic. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind behind a Publix. Okay, so this took place at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. The sheriff's office were alerted to the carjacking. Within minutes, a deputy reported spotting the stolen vehicle and pulled it over less than 2 miles from the original crime scene. Well, how slow was this lady going? The police had time to receive a call and then show up and catch the car 2 miles from the original scene. The purse that they found belonged to the driver, Nakaya Ackland, who was the only person in the vehicle at the time and the one suspected of carjacking this vehicle. In addition to the debit cards, the deputies found another person's driver's license and 5 smartphones. What's going on here with the 5 smartphones? In the affidavit, deputies linked all 3 names on the debit cards that were found to the victims of crimes that have occurred over the past month. Ooh. One victim reported her vehicle was stolen on April 1st. The same day, a second victim told police her purse was stolen. The latter crime happened at the same spot as the carjacking that led to Ackland's arrest, so behind the Publix. She just can't keep herself from committing crimes, carjacking people and stealing their belongings behind a Publix. Who's agreeing to go meet behind Publixes? This is a big problem. Guys, if someone's hitting you up and is like, hey, you want to do the deed? Well, let's go behind a Publix. Just say no, man. Just don't go behind a Publix. Don't do it. Just go to a Walmart parking lot. Just the front of the building, the Walmart parking lot. I mean, you can get it on in a Walmart parking lot. It's not, even with a prostitute, no one's going to bat an eye. But at least you're not going to get carjacked. Probably not. I mean, there's witnesses is my point. Behind the Publix, there's no witnesses except for a bunch of squirrels and crocodiles or whatever. We have here the 85-year-old Florida man who's the victim. and of the carjacking. He told investigators prior to the incident he had solicited this woman for sex. Well, it is mating season in Florida. He said they had just finished before she took the vehicle, according to the affidavit. The deputy notes that the victim was initially reluctant to press charges against Ackland, indicating he was ashamed and wanted to talk to his daughter. Oh, I want to talk to my daughter first, tell her what I did. So, you don't have to tell your daughter what you did, man. Just press charges, say someone carjacked you. You don't have to say everything that's going on. Your daughter doesn't have to go to the trial or whatever. Although it will make the papers, correct? So maybe just hide the newspaper from your daughter that week. Ah, kids don't read newspapers anyways. Although this isn't a kid. He's 85, so the daughter's probably like 60. Yeah, she probably does read the newspaper. Yeah, you're screwed, buddy. You're gonna have to have a conversation about her and tell her what you did in a Publix. I mean, in a car behind a Publix. Kudos to him, 85 years old. This fella still flexible enough and virile enough to get it on in a car behind a grocery store. I don't even think I could pull that off right now. I just don't think I could. Hard to be turned on behind a Publix grocery store anyways, I'd imagine. That's gonna hurt my chances. The deputy then asked the lead deputy in the case to arrest the victim for driving without a license. All right, the victim reportedly opted to give a statement even without talking to his daughter. All right, you know, there's a lot here to unpack. I don't think I need to keep reading this. We get it. This guy's getting carjacked. This is just Florida for you. I mean, a lot of this doesn't make sense to me, but then again, I'm sober right now, so maybe I need like 3 scorpion bowls, and then maybe I can try again to wrap my head around what's going on here. Deputies cited body cam footage from one of the deputies who spoke with Ackland. In it, she said she and the victim had sex, and the reason she had his vehicle was because he asked her to get him, quote, a dime of dope, according to the affidavit. They noted that the victim denied using drugs. So she's saying that he asked her to go get a dime of dope. Is that what you call it? What's a dime of dope? Are you asking about a dime bag? Is this cannabis? Like, they used to call them dime bags back in the day. They were actually $10 way back in the day. It was before I was into cannabis. You occasionally hear dime bags, right? Dime bag Daryl, very famous rest in peace guitar player from Pantera. But you'll hear dime bag come up in old rap songs too. And now this woman's like, a dime of dope? Is that what they're... She told me to get, I'm getting him a dime of dope. All right. It's like, we don't believe you, lady. Although, I mean, he is 85 years old. Maybe he does. If anyone's going to describe it as a dime of dope, it's going to be an 85-year-old man who's speaking like this. Can you get me a dime of dope? Ah, little dime. Yeah, reefer, man. You know, want to smoke that tea. Yeah. Can you give me some grass? How about you score me some grass? He probably said that. He goes, how about you score me some grass, dame? And then she was like, how much grass do you want, daddy-o? Because that's how they used to talk. How much grass do you want, daddy-o? And then he's like, how about a dime of dope? And she's like, coming right up, daddy-o. I'm going to have to take your car. Mine's in the shop. All right, well, don't get pulled over 2 miles from here. I'll be waiting for you behind the Publix for my dime of dope. Giddy up! And then it's wee wee, and then he says, oh, jinkies, it's the coppers. I'm not going to get my dime of dope after all. Oh, I'm going to get plugged in prison. Hello, everyone. It's your host, Jonesy, reporting for duty. Just trying to pump out this Florida Friday episode. It's very late, almost a day late. I'm sorry, but I know a lot of you listen to it on Monday morning anyway, so I just thought I'd put it out like early Saturday morning and say, screw it, you'll get it when you get it, and you'll like it. I think there was some pretty amazing stories on this one. I wasn't really up for doing it, but I'm like, the stories are so great, man. They just really made me laugh. So I'm glad I did it. I want to thank everybody for reaching out to me during my trip. I caught a pretty bad illness, and so just trying to recover from that. So I missed a couple of episodes, so I apologize. And coincidentally, the episode that I did put out, the last one, which was like last Tuesday or something, maybe it was Wednesday, No, it was Tuesday, I believe. Like, Spotify cut it off before the ending, so like I didn't even get the outro in there. Like, I'm like, of all the times for like the episode to have like a technical glitch on their side, I'm like, why the day that I'm stopping? Like, because I didn't have the stomach, like literally and figuratively, to like get back on the line and like fix that episode. So anyways, the episode is truncated, as you saw. And so I didn't get shout outs. People didn't get shout outs that were supposed to get shout outs. I can't even remember who I was shouting out back then. It was like how long ago was that? Chad Gets Bored joined the Patreon. I believe I gave him a shout out prior to that, right? I think Chad got a shout out. Who? Christine Austin joined the Patreon. Did I give Christine a shout out on a previous episode? It looks like she joined on April 26th. So that was shout out to Rachel Whitney, who increased her Patreon monthly membership. So that was pretty dope of her. Big shout out to her for showing love. Kimberly from Peoria bought me coffees off my website. Said, dude, hope this pick me up gets you feeling better. And Jonesy, good luck with your life plan. Life plan. Oh, am I supposed to have a life plan, Kimberly from Peoria? I didn't know that. I haven't really had a life plan in a while. I should get a life plan, though. That's funny, because it rhymes with good luck with your life, man. James bought me coffee. Did I give a shout out to James? Told me happy birthday. Said I'm a good Samaritan, and I'm his favorite masshole. So that was pretty sweet. Who else? Michelle Blewett bought me coffees. Did I cover her? I'm just trying to get everybody in here. And then tons of emails, too. I can't even start to say who's emailed me, because it was a lot of them. I just want to thank everybody for reaching out to me. And then I have a long phone call I'm going to publish from Michael from Iowa City, who I was in contact with. Just had to let Michael know that I was okay, because he'll freak out about that. He's like my second dad, so I had to let him know. Anyways, he left me a very long, touching voicemail, so I'll publish that after this. You might listen to the voicemail. I think he left the voicemail thinking I wouldn't be putting out an episode ever again, or for a while anyways. And so it's kind of like a standalone message, but I'm just going to publish it after this. Anyways, if you guys want to call the show, 646-450-2012, you can leave me a message. I've had to cut my trip short. I will be heading back to the States, and we'll be healing up and getting back on track. I hope. That's my plan anyways. So I hope you had an amazing weekend. I'm sure it'll be better than mine. And what else? I hope you enjoyed the Florida Friday episode. Thank you to everybody who sent me Florida stories. Super helpful. You can always send me stuff to funnyjones@gmail.com. Very helpful. Appreciate that. And if you want to support me in any way, you could go to my website, weirdafnews.com. You can join the Patreon or buy me coffee or anything like that. And that's a good way to support the show. I also take PayPal donations at my email, funnyjones@gmail.com. Pretty cool. Anyways, thanks for all your support. I appreciate every one of you. And I'm very grateful for how caring and supportive my loyal listeners are. So thank you. Thank you for reaching out. It's really touching. And I adore you.
Hello, fellow weirdos. This is Michael calling from Iowa City. And if you are regular listeners to this show, you know that I'm a regular caller to the show, leaving messages for Jonesy and for the weirdos. And I have been a listener of the show for well over 7 years now. And I go way back to the beginning with Jonesy. And as such, we are pretty tight. And I have been in contact with him. And he is pretty ill right now. He is in Thailand, and he's been there recovering for a few days. He's been ill for the better part of a week, and he will be better. Don't worry, he is alive and kicking, as the NXS song says, but he is quite ill. He's been to the hospital, and he is suffering from, I guess you'd call it, the local flu. And, you know, I guess if you want to send messages to him, via, you know, the phone line or emails and such, you can do that. But please don't expect any responses, because he's simply too sick right now to reply to anything. But as he gets better, he, I'm sure, will respond to your emails. But he's cutting his trip short. He should be back in the States on a flight leaving Thailand on Sunday. And he hasn't put any shows out for the past few days, as I'm sure you're aware. And the one that was cut off with after the Bigfoot song, Spotify messed that up, and he wasn't able to get that fixed simply because he didn't have the strength or energy to try to follow through on that. That Bigfoot song was not something that he created that day. He did not have any kind of energy to be doing that. That's an old song from several years ago. Anyway, Jonesy will get better, but he's just too ill to be putting anything out right now, and he needs recovery time to get up the strength to make this flight home on Sunday. And when he does return, I don't know that he'll be putting out any new shows, you know, through the better part of this coming week. So please have an understanding for that. I know you will. I know everyone loves him and the podcast, and we'll wish him well, and that's the best thing we can be doing for him right now, is praying for a speedy recovery. And I'm going to ask that everyone, you know, remember that his birthday was on Saturday the 27th, and I was asking for donations for him after the fact, because I couldn't get up a good campaign to ask for those in advance because he was out of the country. So, you know, if you want to help him out now upon his return, he's had expenses from his trip and hospitalization period, and, you know, when he was visiting the doctor at the hospital, and he'll have expenses upon his return. So if you want to consider donating to him for his birthday,